Blog Talk Radio.
Right?
But be ready to pull up your sleeves and get busy. Is that right? Well, you say you got to call the Sabbath. The Sabbath day got to become a delight to you. Can't wait for the Sabbath to get back around here. Come on.
Chapter 33.
Knock on my door at midnight, every midnight.
Don't say it's y'all clock.
That's saying some Jaguar, right? But let's see if there is any criteria to this thing. The Jaguar got any standard to this thing in the book of Acts. Mother of the Israel of Seroy, Acts chapter 5, verse number 30 and 31. Let's see what if Jaguar got any standard to how he moves and how he shake and moves. Acts chapter 5, 31 and 32. Mother Z Israel of Sea Royal.
Acts chapter 5, verse 31 and verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 31.
Yes, ma'am.
He has Yahweh exalted him. Him has Yahweh exalted with his right hand.
So the one that will move you up the ladder is who?
Yahweh.
You don't know it yourself, do you?
No. You don't know.
Well, Yahweh got protocol to the way he operate, right?
Right.
He got everything in order according to his word.
Right.
Come on. Him or her Yahweh is exalted with his right hand. Come on.
And to be a prince and a savior for to heal redemption.
Repentance
to Israel and forgiveness of sin.
So he left the door open for Israel to do some repenting, right?
Right.
That's right.
Let's go to the book of Sirach. David, Mother Israel, see Royal. Let's go to the book of Sirach. Let's see, he left the door open. Let me see if I can pull it out in the book of Sirach. Chapter 17. Sister A.B. Ephesians, C. Roy. Let's pick it up at 23. I read to 26. Rock 17. 23 through 26. Let's see. Yahweh opened the door. Left the door open here. Rock 17, 23 through 26.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 23. Yes, ma'am.
Afterwards, he will rise up and reward them and render their recompense upon their heads.
So he said afterwards, he's going to rise up and reward them, right? And render their recompense upon their heads. Verse 24. Uh-huh.
But unto them that repent.
But unto those that do what?
Repent.
What about it? Mm-hmm.
And contradict
verse 25. Yes, ma'am. So the call is out to the 12 tribes of Israel, right? Return to your Yahweh. Come on. And you got to do what?
Forsake your sin.
Now, what is the biblical definition for sin? What we got to forsake? At least you got to forsake your sin. What is that biblical definition for sin? We're going to pull that out. What is the biblical definition for sin? We're going to pull it out. You working with that bitch? All right, let's see what you're operating with here. Leviticus 4, verse number 17, you say? All right, let's see what you operate with. All right, come on with it.
Leviticus chapter 4, verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
When a ruler has sinned and done somewhat through ignorance, if any of the commandments or instructions of
Yahweh, if you do anything against the Torah instructions of Yahweh, what about it?
Is Yahweh concerning things which shall not be done, and is guilty?
Verse 27. Where you at? 32, where you at? 23, what you working with?
Or is it sin, wherein he has sinned, comes to his knowledge, he shall bring his offering and his offering of a goat, a male without blemish.
Come on.
And if any one of his common people sin.
So if any one of these common people, right?
Yes.
Well, you ain't living leadership. You think you get a pass, right?
Right.
If any of the common people do what?
Sin. What? Against any of the instructions concerning things which ought not be to be done and be guilty.
Good.
Then he shall bring his offering, money, a kid or a goat, a female without him, for his sins which he has sinned.
But if you do anything contrary to the Torah instructions, right? According to Yahuwah, that is sin, right?
Right.
Go to 1 John 3, 3 and 4.
Let my spirit come forth like fire.
see the man saying, so give what the man want us to do. When you find out you're in error through the scriptures of Yahweh, make a judgment and repent if you got his recipe told. But it starts when you repent.
That's right.
And be honest about your repentance. Thank you, brother. Yeah, God is,
hallelujah. All right, let's run back to that Sirach chapter 17. Maybe it's Phoebe. Let's pick up that 25 and 26.
Sirach chapter 17, verse 25 and 26.
Just a minute.
Verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
Return unto Yahweh.
Wait, return to your Yahweh. Come on.
And forsake your
sin. Mm-hmm.
Make your prayer before his face. And
Return to your Yahweh and get in league with him and hang tight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hang on there, as they say. But let's come back to that Isaiah 58, Mother Israel, see, right? Let's look at that verse 14. Look at Isaiah 58, verse 14.
In your lesson, you guys were so excellent as you're speaking. Somebody read something about that call me, y'all probably won't do what I say.
Yes,
what did you pull that from?
Luke chapter 6.
Pull that from Luke 6 what?
Or 46, I believe it was.
46?
Yes, sir.
Pull it from? Okay. Hold that right there. Luke 6, 46, right? Okay, look. All right, we'll leave that there. Okay, good. We'll leave that alone for right now. Come back to the way. 646. So let you know, everybody loves to use this man's name. Don't you? It's a danger to keep using this man's name and not do what this man's saying.
Yeah.
That's the point we make. All right, good enough. Go ahead.
All right, Mother Eve. Look at Isaiah 58, verse 14.
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Then shall you delight yourself in Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
and I will cause thee to rise upon the high places of the earth.
So Yahweh got something in store, right? So look here. When you get this thing in order, right,
mm-hmm.
you're going to ride on the high places.
Yeah.
Now, what is the high places of the earth, I wonder? Who can help me out with that? What is the high places of the earth? I wonder. If anybody can help me out with that. The high places of the earth. Can anybody help me out with that? What is the high places of the earth? Can I get some help? Little help?
Yeah.
Can I get a little help? Let me see if I can pull out this book of Ezekiel right quick. The statement over here in Ezekiel, Mother Z Israel. Let's see if I can pull that out. Yahweh made a statement about when you're going to stand on your feet, Israel. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 17, Mother Z Israel, see Roy. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 17. And let's look at verse number 14. What are you talking about? And Ezekiel 17, 14, Mother Z.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 17, verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
That the kingdom might be based.
And now this kingdom is going to be what?
Based.
Now, what is being based? What do you mean by that? Let's see when you pull that out. In the book of Deuteronomy 28, let's say this, people. See what it means that the kingdom is going to be based. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43 and 44. Let's see what it means by that statement. That the kingdom will be based. Deuteronomy 28, 43 and 44.
Mm-hmm. Verse
somebody that's in your midst, right? They gonna get up very high above you, right? And what you gonna do?
And you shall come down very low.
And you gonna be a low man on the totem pole, right? Verse 44. Yes, ma'am.
It shall lend to you.
It shall lend to you.
And you shall not lend to him.
Mm-hmm.
It shall be the head, and you shall be the
king. So that's what it means by you're going to be a base kingdom, right? Mm-hmm. Ezekiel 17, verse 14, Mother Z Israel. So he said that the kingdom. So he's talking about the 12 tribes of Israel, right? Because he always talks about the 12 tribes of Israel, right? From Genesis to Revelation. That's what the conversation is all about, right? Ezekiel chapter 17, but let's keep that 1 and 2, and let's get a name on the table. Who is he talking to, Mother Lee? Ezekiel 17, verse number 1 and 2. Who is this conversation directed to?
Ezekiel chapter 17, verse 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
And the word of the Yahweh came unto me, saying,
what did he say?
Ezekiel the seer.
Mm-hmm.
Son of man.
Put forth a riddle. And speak a parable unto who?
And speak a parable unto the family of Israel.
So we're gonna read the parable here in verse number 14. What are you talking about, Mother Z?
Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
That the kingdom might be based.
Now you know what it means to be based. Everybody's gonna be above you.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be the tail and not the head, right? That the kingdom gonna be based. That it might not what?
That it might not lift itself up.
Now he gave you one way out, right? You only got one road to travel, Israel. And what is that road, Mother Z? But
that by the keeping of his covenant, it might stand.
And now Yahweh just make it plain as can be, right?
Right.
The only way you're going to rise up, Israel, is you got to come back to this agreement. You got to come back to the covenant of the Most High Yahweh. You can't be talking about Lord, and not doing what he's saying.
Right.
Let's see what you got to be in the book of James, sister. It'll be Phoebe or C. Roy. What we got to become in the book of James, chapter 1. Let's see that James 1. Let's pick up that verse 22. James chapter 1, 22-24. Make it 25. 22-25, come on.
Chapter 1,
22-25. Mm-hmm.
Verse
22. Yes, ma'am.
But you, be you doers of the word.
He said, you got to become what?
Doers of the word.
Now, he said you got to become doers, but how do Yahweh want you to be a doer? He wants you to take your time or what?
Hello,
AB. Question on the table. Well, Yahweh, I want you to take your time to get this thing right. We know he wants you to be doers of his word, right? But how he want you to respond to this thing? In the book of Psalms, Mother Israel, Psalms 119. Let's look at verse number 50, 59, and 60. Let's see how he want us to respond to his word. Psalm chapter 119, verse number 50, 59 and 60. Mother Israel, C. Roy. Yes, ma'am.
Psalm 119, verse
50. Yes, ma'am.
This is my comfort in my...
Affliction. Now, he said the only thing that's going to give you some comfort in this affliction is what?
Your
was your word, Yahweh, that gave me life, right? Was your word that quickened me? Verse number 59.
59.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought on my ways.
He said, look here. I thought upon my ways and what?
And turned my feet unto thy testimony.
Turn my feet to your covenant, right? So I thought on my ways. And I just didn't do some good thinking, right?
Right.
I made a move, right? I got busy. I turned my feet to your covenant. Come on. Mm-hmm.
I made haste and delayed not.
To keep your Torah instructions. Of the Israel and the Roy, the book of Sirach, chapter 5. Let's look at verse number 7. Sirach 5, verse number 7. Of the Israel and the Roy.
All right, see ya, come on. Mother E, you say you made haste, huh? Let's see what we can find out what it means by he made haste. Back up to Acts chapter 8 and look at verse 29. Let's see what this word haste means. Let's see what we can find with I made haste, bro. I made haste.
Mm.
When you were talking to me, I made haste. Let's see if we can find out what that means by what we can read. What do haste mean? We did.
Thessalonica, Mother E. Acts 17, verse 1 and 2. Of Acts 17, verse number 1 and 2.
Book of Acts, chapter 17.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1 and verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
And when they had passed through, Apollo.
Amphipolis.
And Apollonia. They came to Thessalonica.
They came to Thessalonica. What they established in Thessalonica, mother?
Well, was a synagogue, a temple of Gentile Jews.
So it was an organization over there in Thessalonica, up under the banner of who? Under the banner of Yahdan Judah, right? So we found that on the top part of the 7 days, Yahdan Judah got to make it move first, whatever the situation is, ain't that right? Verse number two, what they got going on over there in Thessalonica?
Verse two.
Hmm?
And Paul, as his manner was,
his custom of life, what about it?
Went in unto them,
mm-hmm.
and the three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the church.
You mean they over there in Thessalonica in the temple,
mm-hmm.
up under the banner of Yahdah,
mm-hmm.
and they keep a Yahdah on Sabbath day, right?
Doing scriptures, huh?
That's right. 1 Thessalonians 5. So he said, but of the times and seasons, brothers and sisters, you have no need that I write unto you. Verse number 2. 2 through 9, what's going on?
Verse number 2.
Mm-hmm.
For yourself know perfectly that the day of Yahweh shall come as a
thief. So Paul ain't talking to no Hamilton. He said, You know this, right? You know perfectly well that the day of Yahweh is coming hot.
As a thief in the night.
Let's see how you going to show up, Mother Lee. Let's see if we can pinpoint that in the book of Matthew 24 right quick. Book of Matthew, Mother Lee, Israel, Ethereum, verse 24. Let's see if we can pinpoint. Because he said he's going to show up like a thief in the night, right? Let's run to the book of Matthew 24. Let's pick it up at verse number 33 through 42. Mothers of Israel, Matthew 24, 33 through 42. Mothers of Israel, of Theroy.
Matthew chapter 24, verses
33 through 42.
Matthew chapter 24, verses 33 to 42.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 33.
Uh-huh.
So likewise, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door.
So this thing is where?
At the door.
This thing is at the door. Verse 34.
Verse 34.
Yes, ma'am.
Truly I say unto you,
mm-hmm.
this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled.
Verse 35, come on.
Verse 35.
Uh-huh.
Heaven and earth shall pass away,
mm-hmm.
but my word shall not pass away.
Come on, Mother Z.
Verse 36.
Yes, ma'am.
But of that day in I know not the minister spirit of heaven, but my father only.
So the only thing that Yahweh the Father held back from the Son was that day and that hour, right? Verse 37. Uh-huh.
But as the day of Noah, when
work
were so, shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
So he says, just like the days of Noah, right?
Right.
It's going to be the same type of climate when That's why the sun show up like a thief in the night.
Verse 38.
Mm-hmm.
For as in the day that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking merrily.
They were eating, drinking, and marrying.
And marrying.
Mm-hmm.
And giving in marriage. Until the day that Noah entered into the ark.
So he said they was doing their thing, right? Until the very day that Noah and his three boys and their wife entered into the ark, right? Come on.
Verse 39.
Mm-hmm.
And no, not until the flood came and took them all away.
So they didn't have no clue until catastrophe hit, right? Come on, read up.
So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Verse 40.
Mm-hmm.
Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other one left.
And we got a clear understanding about that particular scripture, right?
Right.
We all want to be left, right?
Right.
All right. But let's hold that point. Let's see if we can deal with the climate that was up under the day of Noah. In the book of Jasher. Brother Jasher, let's see what was going down in the book of Jasher, Sister A.B. Phoebe C. Royce. Brother Jasher, chapter 6. Let's begin at verse 13. Let's read a little bit of this and see what we can grab up out of the book of Jasher. Book of Jasher, chapter 6. Thinking of verse number 13. To save his feet and see you wrote. Yes, ma'am. Jasher, chapter 6. Let's think of verse 13 and let's read a little bit of this. Let's see how this thing went down in the days of Noah. Let's see what's going on with this. Yes, ma'am.
And all the people.
The book of Jasher, chapter 6, verse number 13. Verse number 13. Mm-hmm.
And the sons of Canaan were
Jasher. Oh, yeah. All right. Mother, you want to read that? That don't sound like it.
Jasher, chapter 6, verse 13.
Yeah, picking up at 13, let's read a little bit of this storyline, Mother. Let's see what went down during the days of Noah.
Book of Joshua, chapter 6, verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of 7 days.
So he said, at the end of 7 days, what happened?
In the 600th year of the life of Noah.
Mm-hmm.
And the waters of the flood were upon the earth.
Come on, Mother. Yes, ma'am.
And all the fountains of the deep were broken up.
Mm-hmm.
And the windows of heaven were open.
Hey.
And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights.
Well, this thing was on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Let's see how it went down, Mother. 15. Mm-hmm.
And Noah and his household and all the living creatures that were with him came into the ark on the account of the water of the flood.
Uh-huh.
And Yahweh shut him in.
So we read in the book of Matthew 24, right? Of the day and the hour, don't nobody know but who?
Yahweh the Father.
Yahweh the Father. So he said, Yahweh shut them in. Verse 16. And what happened?
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
And all the sons of man that were left upon the earth.
What they do?
Became
exhausted
through evil and account.
Evil on account of the rain.
On account of rain.
Go ahead.
For the water were coming more
violently.
earth.
Mm-hmm.
The animals and beasts were still surrounding the ark.
Verse number 17, come on. Yes, ma'am.
The sons of man assembled together about 700,000
About 700,000
men and women.
Now, that's quite a lot of folk there, right?
Right.
700,000 surrounded the ark. And what they were doing, mother?
And they came unto Noah to the ark.
Come on, verse 18. What's going on?
And they called to Noah, said, open for us, that we may come to thee in the ark.
Go ahead.
And wherefore shall we die?
Verse number 19. Come on.
19.
Mm-hmm.
And Noah with a loud voice unto them from the ark, saying,
what did Noah say?
Have you not all rebelled against Yahweh?
So he said, have you not all did what?
Rebelled
against your Yahweh
and said that he does not exist.
Now you know, you done heard that from your loved ones, right? You know, a man wrote the Bible, right? Well, you know what they saying, right? I don't even believe that Yahweh exists, right? So Noah threw it right back at him, right? He said, now, with a loud voice of them from the ark said, have you not all rebelled against Yahweh and said that he does not exist? Come on.
And therefore the Yahweh brought upon you this evil.
Go ahead, read on. Let's speak into that 6 through 11. Mother, see Israel, see Roy.
Isaiah 55:6-11. Book of Isaiah 55:6-11. Mother Z. Israel is to you, wrote.
Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6-11.
Mother Z. Israel is to you, wrote. Right? Right. Yahweh's word gonna stand, ain't it?
That's true.
Let's see if we can read that in the book of Proverbs, Mother E. One thing about this Yahweh's word is gonna stand.
That's true.
The book of Proverbs, around chapter 19, Mother E. Israel. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20 and verse 21. Book of Proverbs 19, verse 20 and 21. Mother E. Israel will see you royal.
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20 and 21.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 20.
Yes, ma'am.
Book of Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Hear the counsel and receive instructions.
Hear counsel and receive instructions. Come on.
That thou mayest be wise in the latter end.
He said that you might be what?
Wise.
In the latter end, and that's where we stand, in the latter end. Come on.
Verse 21. There are many devices in a man or woman's mind.
He said, now a woman and man got all kinds of things running through their skull, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are many devices in a man and woman's mind, but
Nevertheless. The counsel of Yahweh,
that shall stand. But the last thing going to be standing is what?
The counsel of Yahweh.
The book of Isaiah, Mother of Israel, Isaiah 40. Book of Isaiah 40, verse number 8. Isaiah 40, verse number 8.
Isaiah 40, verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Isaiah 40, verse 8.
Mm-hmm. Isaiah 40, verse number 8. Book of Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 8.
Isaiah 40, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
The grass withers.
He said, now the grass will wither, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
The flowers fade, but the words of Abba Yahweh shall stand forever.
But one thing that's going to stand forever is what?
The word of Yahweh.
Yahweh's word is not going to fail, right?
Right.
So the word of Yahweh is going to stand forever. Let's go back to that Amos, chapter 9. Verse number 11 and 12. So say A, B, C, B, C, right there. Amos 9, verse number 11 and verse number 12. Amos chapter 8, verse number 11 and 12. Mm-hmm.
Verse 11.
Yes, ma'am.
For behold, Yahweh commanded.
Yo, the day's come. Where you at? 11 and 12.
Behold, the day's come, says Yahweh.
Now Yahweh says the day is going to come. What's going to happen?
That I will send a famine in the land.
So Yahweh says it's going to be a famine in the land. Go ahead. Or what?
Not a famine of bread.
Mm-hmm.
Nor a thirst of
for
water.
Nor a thirst for water, but... Well, he said there ain't going to be a shortage of his word in time to come, right?
Yeah.
You ain't going to be able to just, right now, your teachers can be seen, right?
Yeah.
It's coming to a point in time where this word is going to be set.
Yeah.
Verse number 12.
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall wander from sea to sea.
He said they're going to wander from sea to sea. And from what?
And from the north even to the east.
Go ahead. And what's going to happen? It ain't going to be available like it is right now, right? We know that according to St. John, right? Matthew 24, verse 13 and 14, Mother E. We know right now the word of Yahweh according to Matthew 24, 13 and 14. What about the word of Yahweh right now, Mother E? What is Yahweh doing with his word?
Matthew
24, 13 and 14.
Matthew 24, verse 13 and verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
But he that shall endure unto the end.
But he or she, right?
But he or she that shall endure unto the end.
So you gotta go up. You gotta go how long?
Until the end.
You gotta go until it's all over with, right? Whether you, y'all gonna take your Holy Ghost from you, show up through the clouds, right? But he or she that shall endure to the end, what about it?
But he or she that endures to the end, the same shall be saved.
Verse
That's number 14. What about this word right now, Mother?
And this covenant of the kingdom shall be taught in all the world,
mm-hmm.
a witness unto all nations.
Go ahead.
And then shall the end come.
But this covenant, right?
Right.
This got to be taught to all the world for a witness. And then shall the end come. So first thing got to happen is this word got to travel the globe, right?
Right.
Got to go to the four corners of the globe. Let's go back to that Jasher. Let me read a little bit more of that Jasher, and we're going to get on down the road here. Book of Jasher, chapter 6. Pick it up at verse 22, Mother E. Jasher 6, verse 22.
Jasher, chapter 6, verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
Now Noah answered,
what did he say?
Now that you see the trouble of your soul.
Now you see the trouble of your life, right? What about it?
You wish to return to the Yahweh.
Now you're looking for your Yahweh with some tribulation here. Trouble here. And all of a sudden you call it on your Yahweh, all right? Come on.
Okay.
Why? Come on now.
Why did you not return during these 120 years?
He said you had 120 years to come back to your Yahweh, right?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Which Yahweh?
Which the Yahweh granted you as the
determined
period.
So Yahweh gave you 120 years to make your move, right? Now all of a sudden, tribulation. Some trouble down here, and all of a sudden you try to find you some Yahweh.
Right.
Verse 23, what we're working with.
Mm-hmm. But now you come and tell me this on account of the troubles of your soul.
Uh-huh.
Now also the Yahweh will not listen to you, neither will he give ear to you on this day,
mm-hmm.
so that you will not now succeed in your wishes.
But even Yahweh said it is, right? He ain't hearing you hollering and screaming. Verse 24, come on. Mm-hmm.
And disarmed a man approach in order to break into the ark.
So now they got bold, right? They say, we gonna bull rush you. Ain't that right? Let's see what we're down to, Mother. We're going to go back to the regular book. I got to hear what we're down with this. Come on.
To come in on account of the rain.
Mm-hmm.
But they could not bear the rain upon them.
Verse 25, come on. Yes, ma'am.
Yahweh sent all the beasts and animals that stood round the ark.
So Yahweh made the beasts and the animals do. What did he make them do?
And the beasts overpowered them and drove them from the place.
So Yahweh sent the beasts. Get them away from here, right? Come on, Mother E.
Drove them from that place.
Mm-hmm.
And every man went his way.
Uh-huh.
And they again scattered themselves upon the face of the earth.
Verse 26.
26.
Yes, ma'am.
And the rain was still descended
mm-hmm.
upon the earth. And it descended 40 days. And 40 nights.
So it said the rain still was coming down on the earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
It rained 40 days and 40 nights.
Mm-hmm.
But with this last, how Yahweh going to deal with this thing in this end time that we can read? How is he going to, it's going to take 40 days and 40 nights. Is he going to take 40 days and 40 nights to take care of this business mm-hmm. in these last days? Let's see if we can read. How long he going to take to take care of him some Babylon? In the book of Revelation chapter 18. Mother Z. Israel, see you, Roy. Book of Revelation chapter 18. number. Let's begin at verse 1. 1 through 10. A $3 is good stuff. Revelation chapter 18, 1 through 10.
Revelation. Revelation chapter 18, verses 1 through 10. Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And after these things, I saw another ministering spirit come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was light with his honor.
Earth was lightened with his greatness, right?
With his greatness.
Verse number 2.
Verse 2. And he cried mighty.
He cried how?
Mighty.
Mightily. And did what?
With a strong voice. Said.
Said what?
Babylon the Great is fallen.
Who was Babylon the Great? That we can read. Who is that? Who is this Babylon the Great? Now they say Babylon the Great is fallen, right? We need to know exactly who we're talking about here. Time out for a guessing game, right? We got to know what is going on in these last days, right? Who is this Babylon that he is referring to here? Babylon the Great. Who is he talking about? Babylon the Great. Who is he referring to here? Who is Babylon? Because they fallen, right? We need to know what's going on. Time out for the guessing game. Let's write to Psalm 137. Put them on the table. Psalm 137. Let's look at verse 7 and 8. Psalm 137, verse 7 and 8. Sister Avia, Phoebe, see, right? Psalm 137, verse number 7 and 8. Who is this Babylon? Because they coming down, right?
Yeah.
We need to know exactly. You looking around seeing what's going on, you need to know who to look for and what to look for, right? Yeah. According to the word of Yahweh, that is. He says, Babylon the Great is fallen. They coming down, in other words. Ain't that right? Psalm 137, verse 7 and 8.
Psalm chapter 137, verse 7 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
Verse
7. Yes, ma'am.
Remember, O Yahweh, the children of Edom.
Who is the children of Edom?
Esau and his five sons.
Esau and his five sons. You know the one that our people swear up and down, ain't nothing going to take them down, right? And I heard a gentleman that was it today or yesterday, one or the other said, ain't nothing we can do to take them down. And he was right. We got a secret weapon, and he called Yahweh the son, right? He said, remember Yahweh the father of Esau and his five sons in the day of what?
In the day of
Yahweh. Southern kingdom, who said what?
Who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof.
Verse number 8.
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
O daughter of Babylon.
Now we know who daughter of Babylon is. The rulership of Esau and his five sons, right?
Right.
And when did Esau come into rulership? When did he come into rulership? When did Esau come into rulership and what he brought in when he began to rule? When did Esau come in and what did he bring in when he began to rule? In the book of 1 Maccabees, Mother East. 1 Maccabees chapter 1. And let's read verse number 1 through 9. 1 Maccabees 1 through 9. Let's see what he brought in when he took rulership, Mother Israel. 1 Maccabees chapter 1 through 9. Look at 1 Maccabees, chapter 1, verse number 1 through 9, Mother Israel of Sea Royal. 1 Maccabees 1 through 9, when did Esau take over rulership? And what kind of government did he bring in on the table, Mother Eve?
1 Maccabees, chapter 1, verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
1 through 9. The Macedonian who came out of the land of Kittim.
Came out of the land of Kittim, what?
Had smitten Darius.
Darius,
king of Persia and Medes.
So the one that came up behind the Persians and Medes was Alexander, right?
Okay.
Come on.
And he reigned in his stead, depressed over Greece.
So he was the first Edomite that began to rule, right? Verse number two, what's going on?
And made many wars and won many strongholds and slew the kings of the earth.
So this guy was taking names and taking them down, right? Slew many kings. So he had subdued all nations, right, under his foot. Verse number three, come on.
Verse three.
Mm-hmm.
And went through to the ends of the earth.
So this guy went to every place on the earth, right?
Right.
And did what?
And took spoil of many nations.
Go ahead.
And so much that the earth was quiet before him.
So everything he said to do, it went down, right? Let's see if we can read that in the book of Luke, Mother Z. Let's see when he starts to for rulership. Let's see how he rock and roll, Mother Z. In the book of Luke. Book of Luke. See that Luke. Mother Z Israel. Luke chapter 2, verse 1. Book of Luke chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Let's see what's going on. Luke chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Mother Z Israel is seeing royal. Book of Luke 2, verse 1 and 2.
Luke chapter
2,
verse
1
and
2.
All right,
Mother Z, what's going on?
Luke chapter
2,
verse 1 and 2.
What did it
read? Verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes to pass in those days that there
die, and what happened?
Verse 6. among them while he was yet alive.
Verse number 7, come on.
Verse 7.
Yes, ma'am. Verse number 7.
Verse 7.
All right.
So Alexander reigned 12 years and then died.
Come on. Verse 8.
Verse 8.
All right.
And his servant bad ruler, everyone in his place.
So they took control of the planet. Each one took one-fourth of the planet for rulership, right? Verse number 9, what happened?
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
And after his death, they all put crowns upon themselves.
And did what?
So did their sons after them many years.
Go ahead.
Evil were multiplied in the earth.
So when they began to rule, they brought in a new way of life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was called evil. So let's see where they got their understanding from. Brother Z, Book of Revelation 13, 1, 2, and 3. Let's see how they got their seat, their power, and great authority. Revelation 13, verse 1, 2, and 3. Mother Z, Israel, and Sea Royal. So when the five sons of Esau came into rulership, they brought in the rulership of who? Mother of Israel in Revelation 13. Who were they? What rulership did they bring in? What ruler was they up under? Revelation 13. Verse 1, 2, and 3. Mother of Israel and Sea Royal.
Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, 2, and 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Revelation chapter 13, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And I stood upon the sands of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea.
Now this is John the Revelator, right?
Right.
He said, I was standing on the sea, right?
Right.
The sand of the sea. And I saw a beast. So what was John looking at that we can read? If he saw a beast rise up out of the sea. So what was he looking at? What is this beast that we can read?
Revelation
12, Revelation 12, 3. Playing together, Gary, that's what? We want to just get to the crux of the matter. Everybody else talk about Ecclesiastics. Ecclesiastics. Let's just get to the crux of the matter, Sister Amen, Phoebe. Book of Ecclesiastes, right quick. Ecclesiastes chapter, what is it, 9? Which one we want there? Ecclesiastes chapter 9, is it? In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4. Let's see which one it is here, yeah, right quick. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse number 18. Sister Amen, Phoebe, and C.A. Roy. What is this beast? Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse number 18.
Ecclesiastes chapter
3,
verse
18. Mm-hmm.
I said in my mind concerning the estate of the sons of men.
I said in my mind concerning the estate of the sons of men. What about it?
That Yahuwah might manifest them.
Mm-hmm.
And that they might see that they themselves are beasts.
But he said, men are classified as what?
Beasts.
Now let's see what kind of mindset would classify you as a beast. Mother D of Israel, see, right here, let's look at Psalm 49, verse 20. What kind of mindset would put you in the frame of a beast? Psalm 49, verse number 20. Mother D of Israel, see, right here.
Psalm 49, verse
20.
Mm-hmm.
Man
that is in honor and understanding not.
Now he said the man that is in rulership, right? You don't have any clue about the hand. Hold on. Let's see if I can pull out a scripture concerning the matter. Let's see what he ain't got a clue of, Mother E. Let me see if I can pull out a scripture. The book of Psalms, chapter 28. And let's take it up at verse number 325. Mother E. Israel. Psalms chapter 28, verse number 325. So he said, the man that is in rulership, right, have no understanding of what, Mother E. Psalms 28, 3 through 5.
The book of Psalms, chapter 28, verse 3 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Draw me not away with the wicked.
Now, David said, look here. Don't put me in the class with the wicked. Now, come on.
And with the workers of iniquity.
Those that break your Torah structures, right?
Right.
Come on, with what?
With speaking peace to their neighbor.
Uh-huh.
But mischievous is in their mind.
So they walk around with a smile on their face, but you better believe they got a dagger in their back, right? They got, and that dagger today is called a Glock. That's what it's called today, a Glock. Verse number 4, come on. Yes, ma'am.
Give them according to their deeds.
So David said, give them according to their works, their deeds, come on.
And according to the weakness of their endeavors.
Endeavors. Come on, mother.
Give them after the work of their hands.
He said, give them after the work of their hands. They render.
Render to them their
dessert.
Dessert.
Verse number 5, what it says?
Because they regard not the work of Yahweh.
He said they don't regard the work of Yahweh,
nor the operation of his hand.
They don't even regard how Yahweh will and deal, right? They don't regard the operation of his hand. He shall what?
He shall destroy them and not build them up.
But Yahweh is going to bring the bomb down, right? He's going to bring the boom, boom down. Let's go back to that Psalm. What would we read? Psalm 49, verse number 20. Mother D.F. Israel C. Roy, what did he say about the man that don't understand? 49, verse 20. So he said the man that is in rulership, right?
Yeah.
He haven't considered the operation of Yahweh's hand, right? He said he is just like the beast. And he going to what? He going to perish, right? Book of Revelation. Come back to Revelation 13. Verse number 1, 2, and 3. So we got a clear understanding of who this beast is, right? He's the one that haven't given Yahweh no consideration, right? He said, I'm the ruler of this whole thing, right? According to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 Thessalonians 2, he said, he's sitting in the seat of Yahweh showing himself that he is Yahweh, right? Revelation 13, 1, 2, and 3, let's see where he got his power from. Where did he get his power, Mother E. Israel? Mother E. Mother Z, come on with it. Mother Z Israel, Revelation 13, 1, 2, and 3. Come on.
Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
And after these things, I saw another ministering spirit.
Where you at, Mother Z?
Revelation 18.
13. 1, 2, and 3.
I got
13. Revelation 13. We're going back to 18, but right now we need some 13, Mother Z. Revelation 13, 1, 2, and 3. What's going on?
Revelation chapter 13, verse 1, 2, and 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
And I stood upon the sands of the sea,
mm-hmm,
and saw a beast rise up out of the sea.
Well, he said he saw a beast, right?
Right.
I mean a kingdom, a nation of people, right?
Right.
They rose up out of the sea having what?
Having seven heads,
mm-hmm,
and ten horns.
Go ahead.
And upon his horns, ten crowns.
Uh-huh.
And upon his head, the name of blasphemy.
So the name that they got in their head is Lord God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha, right?
Right.
Those are names of blasphemy, right?
Right.
Verse number 2, what we're working with?
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard.
So the beast I saw was like unto a leopard, and a leopard represented the Greeks, right?
Right.
Up under Alexander the Great, first Edomite that got power of the planet, right?
Right.
Come on.
And his face was as the face of a beast.
Bear. The feet was on the feet of the bear. And who was the who was represented by the bear? So who did he take power from? We just read it in First Maccabees.
Alexander.
No, no. Who did he take rulership from? In First Maccabees. Mm-mm. Who did Alexander defeat to take the control of the planet? Rulership. Who did he take down? We just read it in First Maccabees. Persians and Medes, right? Persians and Medes is represented by this bear. Come on, Mother E. Mother Z.
Bear.
Mm-hmm.
And his mouth as the mouth of a lion.
Now, the lion is represented by Babylon, right? Up under Nebuchadnezzar. Come on.
And the dragon gave him his power,
mm-hmm,
and his seat,
mm-hmm,
and great authority.
So he got his power, his seat, and great authority from the dragon. Right. But let's see what move did he have to make to get all that great power in the book of Luke. So say B.S.C. Royal, from the Luke chapter 4. Now see, what move did he have to make in order to get all that great power? Luke chapter 4, let's pick it up at 5 through 7. Luke chapter 4, verse 5 through 7. Say be a Phoebe of three right. Luke chapter 4, verse 5 through 7, what we're working with. Look at Luke chapter 4, verse 5 through 7. What are we working with?
Mm-hmm. And the devil, taking him up into the high mountain,
mm-hmm,
showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time.
So the devil showed him all the kingdoms in a moment of time. I mean, he came all the way down to the great Babylon. Is that right?
Yeah.
Verse 6. What happened?
Verse 6,
mm-hmm,
the devil said unto him,
what did he say?
All this power will I give you and the greatness of them.
He said, look here, all this power I give it to you, right?
Right.
And the greatness of them, for what?
For that is delivered unto me.
Mm-hmm.
And to whomsoever I will give it.
To whoever I will, I can give it, right? Verse number 7. But what you got to do? Mm-hmm.
If you therefore will worship me, all shall be yours.
You mean you got people on the planet, and who they worship on the first day of the week is who? Satan the devil.
Yes.
They fill up the tech house on the first day of the week, and they worship in Satan the devil. Mother D.F. Israel C. Royal. The book of Matthew, chapter 4. Let's get one more witness. Matthew 4, verse number 8 through 10. Mother G.F. Israel, make that 8 and 9. Matthew, chapter 4, verse number 8 and 9. Mother G.F. Israel, senior royal.
Matthew, chapter
4,
verse 8 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Again, the devil takes him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms.
Mm-hmm.
And the greatness of them.
So he showed them all the kingdoms. He came all the way down to Great Babylon. Mm-hmm. He showed them all the way down to Mr. Great Babylon, right? Mm-hmm. All the kingdoms of the world and the greatness of them. Verse number 9.
Nine.
Mm-hmm.
And said unto him,
what did he say?
All these things will I give you if you will fall down.
Seemed like somebody made a covenant with the devil, right? It's a group of people that made a covenant with Satan the devil. You can tell who they is, cause just see who running things today, right? Just see who calling shots. Let's see if we can get them on the table. By name, though, Mother E. Go to the book of Numbers right quick. See if we put a name on the head honcho on the planet as we speak. the book of Numbers. Mother Israel received royal. Numbers 24, verse 20. Let's see if we can put them on the table according to what we can read. Numbers 24, verse 20. What do you read? Yes, ma'am.
And when he looked.
And when he looked, what?
And when he looked on Amalek.
When he looked on Amalek.
He saw in his son.
Now, who was Amalek?
Esau.
Oh, hold on.
Esau's grandson.
Esau's grandson, right? Let's see what they call themselves today, though. What do they call themselves today, though? No. What are they calling themselves today? That we can read. What they call themselves today in Revelation chapter 3, Mothers of Israel. Revelation 3:9. What are they calling themselves today? Revelation 3:9, Mothers of Israel.
Revelation chapter 3, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Revelation chapter 3, verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 9. Behold, I will make you of the synagogue.
Behold, I will make them of the synagogue. Of who?
Of Satan.
Chief house of Satan. What am I going to do? With what?
Which said, you are Yada Judah.
Now, they say, they'll say you. No, they call you Negro, don't they?
Right.
They call you black and African American. They don't say you Yahda Judah now. Come on.
Who say
they are Yahda Judah? Come on. And what?
They are Yahda Judah.
And are not. But do what?
But do lie.
Go ahead.
Behold, I will make them to come and worship before your feet. And to know that I have loved you.
Revelation 2:9, Mother Z.
Revelation chapter 2:9.
So the ones that say they are Yahda Judah. Yahweh say they not. Now we know what Yahda Judah look like. We can read what they look like. Their appearance, ain't that right?
Yeah.
Revelation 2:9, what about it? Let's get a second witness.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
I know thy work.
He said, I know your work.
Yeah.
And what?
And
tribulation.
Tribulation.
And poverty.
And poverty.
Because we always try to find our 50 cents. Hey, where is our 50 cents at? We work day and night trying to get a little 50 cents, right? I know your works and your tribulation and poverty, but.
They are rich.
No, they ain't rich, mother.
But you are rich.
Go ahead.
And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Yahda Judah and are not. But are of the synagogue of Satan.
The chief house of Satan the devil, right? That's who they really is. Numbers 24:20. Mother E. Israel C. Roy.
Numbers 24:20. Numbers
24:20.
Mm-hmm. And when he looked on Amalek.
And when he looked on the one that say Yahda Judah, right?
Right.
What did he say?
He took up his parable.
Took up his parable and said what?
Amalek. Was the first of the nation.
So the one that is running roughshod over the world is who?
Esau.
Who in particular? Amalek. The one that say he is you. That's the one that's running roughshod over the planet, right? Yeah. He's receiving his power and his seat from who?
Satan.
Satan the devil. Revelation 13, verse number 2 and 3. Who's reading that, Mother Z?
Right.
Revelation 13, verse 2 and 3. Mother Z is Revelation C. Roy.
Revelation chapter 13, verse 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard.
Uh-huh.
And he...
And his feet.
And his feet was as the feet of a bear.
Mm-hmm.
And his mouth as the mouth of a lion.
Mm-hmm.
And the dragon gave him his power.
You received his power from the dragon and...
And his feet.
And
great authority.
He got his authority from Satan the devil.
Right.
And what are you running, Mother Z, in verse 3? What is he running?
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw one of his heads.
Brother,
did
you, Brother T. Israel, to see you, Royal? Hallelujah, God, brother. He said, I saw one of his heads as it were what?
As it was wounded to death.
Bad.
And his
deadly.
And his deadly wound was healed.
And how much is he running, Mother Z?
And all the world wondered after the beast.
So he said all the world bow down when he say bow, right?
Right.
Revelation 18. Who's reading that? Revelation 18, 1 through 10. Is that what we say?
Yes.
Revelation 18, 1 through 10, Mother Z is read. Come up. Revelation 18, 1 through 10. Mother Z Israel of C. Royal.
Revelation 18,
mm-hmm.
verse 1 through 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
Revelation chapter 18, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
And after these things, I saw another ministering spirit coming down from heaven,
mm-hmm.
having great power,
uh-huh.
and the earth was lit.
Lightened
with
his greatness. Verse number 2.
Verse 2.
What happened?
And I cried.
No, you cried, Mother Z.
And he.
Okay.
And he cried what?
And
well, you got to start crying too, right, Mother Z?
Right.
Well, let's see what you got to cry. Since you put that on the table, we might as well deal with it, right?
Right.
Isaiah 58, verse number 1, Sister Amy and Phoebe. What you got to be crying, Mother Z? Isaiah 58, verse number 1. So say amen, Phoebe, and see you right.
Isaiah chapter 58,
verse 1. Yes, ma'am. Isaiah 58, verse 1. What are we working with?
Cry loud.
So he said you better do what?
Cry loud.
Cry loud. Go ahead.
Spare not.
And you can't be wishy-washy with this pain, right?
Yes.
Spare not, come on.
Lift up your voice like a trumpet.
And do what?
And show my people their transgression, their sin.
Show my people their sin and?
And the temple of Yahweh.
And the family of Israel, what?
Israel,
their sin. He said, you got to cry loud. You can't be wishy-washy. Spare not and show my people their feet. Revelation 18. Mother Z Israel, see you, Roger. So we got to do some crying around here, right? Revelation 18, verse 2. 2 to 10, Mother Z.
Revelation chapter 18, verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
And he cried mighty with a strong voice, saying.
Saying what?
Then Babylon the Great is fallen.
Now, who is Babylon the Great that's fallen, Mother Z?
Alexander the Great.
Who is Babylon the Great that's fallen? Esau and his five sons, ain't that right? Esau and his five sons, come on.
Okay. Fallen and is become the habitation of devils.
So he's like they full of what? The habitation of devils and what else?
Devils and the whole of every foul spirit.
Come on, and a cage of what?
And a cage of every unclean and hateful bird.
So everybody run right to where Esau and his five sons set up shop, right?
Yeah.
He said, but and down. Verse number three. Verse number three.
Verse three.
Mm-hmm.
For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication.
He said, all the nations done drunk of what she drinking on, right?
Right.
And what is she drinking on? What is this wine that she's drinking on? We get a precept. What is this wine that she's drinking on? We get a precept. What is she drinking on here? Because she done gave it to every nation, right? All nations have taken a drink of what she drank it all, right? And what is that we can precept? What is she drinking on? What is this wine? What you working with your mother, D.F. Israel? Mm-hmm. Sound like a winner to me. Come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 33.
Mm-hmm.
Their wine is the poison of dragons.
So their wine is the poison of what?
Dragons.
And what?
And the cruel victim of
acts. So what they working with will take your life. They're right. What they operate with will destroy you, take your life. That's what they working with. That's the wine they working with. Micah chapter 2, verse 11. To the second witness of the Israel Sea Royal, Micah 2, verse number 11. What are we working with there? Micah 2, verse number 11. Mother Israel of Sea Royal. Micah 2, verse number 11. What they drinking on? Whatever it is deadly. Ain't that right, Mother D of Israel? It's deadly. Micah 2, verse number 11. Mother Israel, see Royal, what are we working with here? Micah 2, verse number 11.
Micah
chapter. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
If a man walk in the spirit and falsehood do lie, then I will prophesy unto thee of wine and of strong drink.
Let me prophesy you of wine and of strong drink. Come up.
He shall even be the prophet of this people.
He shall even be the shepherd, the bishop. Pastor, the deacon, you got a whole lot of choices there. This people, come on.
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surely a son of
old. Well, yeah, mother, you missed my hint there, mother. What you doing?
I read about
the
2 and 11. He said, come on.
Yeah, come on. Get that hint in, mother. You got to start all over again. Come on with it, mother.
Chapter.
We read you on Yahuwah Sabbath day. You supposed to rejoice. Is that what we read?
Yeah, well,
if a man walk in the spirit,
mm-hmm.
and falsehood do lie.
If a man walking in the spirit and falsehood do lie, saying what?
Saying, I will prophesy unto thee of wine. And a strong drink.
So they operate in falsehood and lies, right?
Yes. He shall even be the pastor, the deacon, of the people.
Of this people.
Of this people.
Revelation chapter 18. Now we're about at the end of the road. We got our main man up here. We were getting ready to close this one down. Revelation 18. Where you at, Mother Z? Come on. Revelation 18. We're going to pick up on some of these markers and we're going to be out. Revelation 18. 1, 2, where we at? 3 through 10?
Yeah, 3.
Come on with it.
Revelation chapter 18.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 3.
Uh-huh.
For all the nations have drunk of the wine of her wrath.
But all the nation have drunken of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, right?
Right.
So what that word fornication? We're gonna pull that one out. What's that fornication they are parading up under? Who's going to pull that one out? What is that fornication they are parading up under? Book of Wisdom of Solomon.
Yeah.
Mother D.F. Israel of Seroy. Let's read a little bit of this. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 14. Mother D.F. Israel of Seroy. Let's pick it up at verse number 8 through 14. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 14. Let's read 8 through 14, Mother D of Israel, see you right.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 14, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
But that which is made.
He said, now, if you bow down to something that you done made with your own hand, you'll find a what?
Curse.
You cursed. Go ahead.
As well, where it as he that made it.
He said, as well as it, or he or she, that made it, right? Come on.
He's because he made it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was called
false Yahweh.
Yeah.
We know that old stone over there in Mecca, right? Mm-hmm. That they call Allah, right? Verse number 9, come on, Brother Dia.
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Was it on
Yahweh
and his on Yahweh
lips? Go ahead. Verse 10, come on.
Verse 10.
Uh-huh.
For that which is made shall be with him that made it.
So they now set up all these idols of fornication, right?
Yeah.
And Yahweh said he's going to punish them like he did in Egypt. Mm-hmm. Let's see what he did to Egypt, if I can pull it out. Sister A.B. and Phoebe. But to, what he did to Egypt. In the book of Exodus chapter 12. Let's see how he took down in some Egypt. Mizraim. And the land of Ham. In Exodus chapter 12. Let's think about verse number 11. Let's read 11 and 12. Exodus chapter 12, 11. And let's read 11 through 13. Mm-hmm.
11 through
13. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 11.
Uh-huh.
And thus shall you eat it with your loins girded.
Mm-hmm.
Your shoes on your feet.
Good.
And your staff in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And you shall eat it in haste.
Good.
It is Yahweh's overpass.
It's Yahweh's Passover. Verse number 12. Come on.
Verse
12. Mm-hmm.
For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night.
Go ahead.
And will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt.
Go ahead.
Both man and beast.
Mm-hmm.
And against all the false Yahuwahs of Egypt.
What are you going to do?
I will I am Yahuwah.
Verse 13.
Verse 13.
Well, that's good enough. So he said against all of the false Yahuwahs of Egypt. So everything got to come down with Yahweh and sit on the cloud, right?
Yeah.
All those false images is going to be thrown down. Is that right?
Yeah.
Wisdom of Solomon, Mother D of Israel, C. Roy. Where we leave off at? Verse number 10. 11 through 14, come up.
Wisdom of Solomon, 14.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, even upon the idols of the Gentiles.
Yeah. Absolutely, Esau, what about it?
Yeah, there be a visitation.
So Yahweh said, you're going to visit them And this visitor ain't going to sit down and have a cup of tea, right? He ain't talking about that kind of visitor. Come on.
Mm-hmm. And
dominate lots to the souls of men. So Esau and his five sons, they done gave that wine to every nation, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're stumbling blocks to everybody, ain't that right?
Yes.
Come on, mother, do you have Israel?
And
come on.
A
they're what?
And a snare.
Say it. So the one that is unwise, they don't have any clue about the operation of Yahweh's hand, right? He said they are snared to them, right? And we see it. I mean, I see it on a daily. I don't know about you. I ain't got to go far to see that. Verse number 12. Come on, Mother dear.
For the devising of idols.
For the devising of idols or what?
The beginning of spiritual fornication.
Go ahead. You mean that corrupted all of life?
Yes.
Verse number 14, come on.
Verse
13, I'm getting ahead of myself. What did it read?
For neither were they from the beginning.
Go ahead.
Neither shall they be for the ever.
Verse 14.
Mm-hmm. By the vain honor of men, they enter into the world.
Go ahead. So let's think Yahweh is going to take this thing shortly. He's going to bring it all to a close.
Yes.
As he says, let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter, right?
Yes,
Revelation 18. Come on, Mother Z. I swear I ain't going to cut you off this time. We're going to read through this this time. Revelation 18, where we at? Verse number 4. Now, Yahweh always warned his people, right?
I didn't finish.
All right, Mother Z, you got the hand on where we at?
Revelation chapter 18, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3.
For, yes, ma'am.
For all the nations have drunken of the wine of the wrath of her fornication.
So he got all the nations up under his spell, right?
Right.
Come on.
And the kings of the earth.
The rulers of the nations, what about?
Have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of abundance of her
delicacy. Verse number 4. What do he warn? Who do he warn, their Mother Lee?
Verse 4.
Who do he get warning to?
And I heard another voice from heaven say,
"Then what?
Come out of her, my people."
He said, "I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her,
yes,
my people."
Yes.
Now the question is, who is his people that we can read?
That's right. That's
that is the question on the table, Mother Z. I can't have it. I can't have it. Who is his people? Who is his people? That guy with in the car. Oh, yeah. Come on with that, Mother dear. Matthew 2, verse 6. Who is his people that we can read? But you know we got to clarify everything.
That's right.
Matthew 2, verse 6. Who is his people, Mother dear? Israel of C. Roy.
Matthew chapter 2, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Yahshua, yes, are not the least among the princes of Yahshua, Judah.
Mm-hmm.
Out of you shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.
So his people by name is the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
Right.
And he don't make no bones about it. He's proud to say, well, you know, Sometimes he look at Israel and say, my. Well, he don't mind telling you who his people is, right?
Right.
We read in Joel 2:27-28 last night, too. Can we read that?
Right.
Sister Amy and Phoebe and Cedar Royal, Joel 2:27-32. We read that last night, didn't we? Joel chapter 2, 27:28-32.
27:28 and verse 32.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse
27. Mm-hmm.
And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel.
Uh-huh.
And that I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
He said, look here, I'm Yahweh, your Yahweh, Israel.
And none else.
I'm not claiming nobody else.
Never be ashamed.
So he don't mind telling you, he tell you all over the book, right?
Yeah.
We listen to Esau say everybody is people, though, right? We just listen to Esau, we go along with the program, right? Verse number 28, what we're working with.
28.
Yes, ma'am.
And it shall come to pass afterwards. And it's going
to come to pass afterwards, what?
That I will pour out my spirit
upon
all.
And that all flesh is, who is all flesh here?
12 tribes
of Israel. That's the all flesh. Come on.
And your sons and their daughters.
And your daughters.
Prophesy.
Your sons and your daughters going to take care of my business. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Come on.
Your old men
shall
dream dreams. Uh-huh. Your young men.
There's going to be old men and young men taking care of my business. Verse 32.
Verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
And this shall come to pass.
He said, it's going to happen. We read in Isaiah 55 that he said, that like the water come down, water of the earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
They just bring forth in blood. So it said, my word be that go out of my mouth. It's not going to return to me.
Oh.
It don't accomplish what I sent it for to do. His word is going to come true. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
It's going to come to pass. Come on.
That whosoever shall call on the name of Yahweh, YHWH.
Now, we read earlier, you got to do more to call on his name, right?
Right.
Because we read it in Luke 6:46, right?
Yeah.
He said, why do you call me Yahweh, Yahweh?
Right.
And you don't do a dang old thing, I say.
Right, right.
Come on, A.B.
Shall
call Yahweh mm-hmm.
and delivered for the
Mount
Yahdah Judah and his northern kingdom, 10 tribes,
mm-hmm.
shall be delivered.
So Yahweh is delivered, and he's signed with Yahdah Judah. And we read that last night, too, at Zechariah 12:7, right?
Right?
Revelation 18, let me see if I can close this one out, Mother Z. Revelation 18, verse 4.
Revelation chapter 18. Verse 4.
Because we read in the book of Joshua, right?
Mm-hmm.
That Noah taught this thing, this covenant of Yahweh for 120 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the people wouldn't even take heed.
Right.
And he said it rained 40 days and 40 nights.
Yeah.
Well, let's see how quick he going to take care of this business in these last days, though. Revelation 18, verse 4. Come on.
Revelation chapter 18, verse 4. Verse
mm-hmm.
4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying,
saying what?
Come out of her, my people.
Come out of her, Israel. Come on. That.
That you may not.
That you be not.
That you be not partakers of her sins.
Go ahead.
And that you receive not of her plagues.
Because if you join hand in hand, the wicked going to be punished. And guess what? You're going to be punished too.
Mm-hmm.
Drop down to verse number 8. 8 through 10.
Verse 8.
Revelation 8. 18, 8 through 10. Come on. How long is it going to take him to take it down, Mother Z? Because we read Babylon the Great is fallen, right? How How long is it going to take for Yahweh to take care of this business? In verse number 8 through 10. Revelation 18, 8 through 10, mothers be Israel.
Revelation 18, verse 8 through 10, verse 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Therefore shall her pledge come in one day.
And how many days?
One day.
One day, come on.
Death. And mourning.
Mourning.
And famine.
Go ahead.
And she shall be early burnt with fire.
So y'all gonna say he gonna light a fire if I do that thing right.
Oh,
let me hold that for us, brother. See, I gotta give you a precept off of that one. Let me see, when he let it fly, mother. See, let me see if I can pull it out. When he started letting it fly. Mother D.F. Israel Zeroy, when he start letting it fly, let's see when he go call it off. In Jeremiah 50, verse number 14, when he let it fly, Mother D.F. Israel, let's see if he go save anything. Jeremiah 50, verse 14.
Jeremiah chapter 50.
Yes, ma'am. Look at Jeremiah 50, verse number 14. Read verse number 2 and verse 14. Mother D.F. Israel. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Declare you among the nations.
He said, look here. Declare among the nations. Go ahead.
And publish and set up and standard.
Mm-hmm.
Publish and conceal not.
Go ahead.
Say, Babylon is taken.
Babylon is what?
Taken.
Taken. Come on. Hell. You can put Jesus right there. Jesus is confounded, come on.
That's right.
And the Lord went. What about the Lord, Mother?
Oh, yeah. All of
that. Come on, Mother dear. And the Lord, what was it about the Lord?
It's broken in pieces.
And the Lord has been broken in pieces. Come on.
Her idols are confounded.
Her idols are confounded, come on. Verse number 14, come on.
14.
Mm-hmm.
Put yourselves in a race against Babylon.
He said, now, point them big guns toward Babylon, right?
Yeah.
Point them big guns toward Babylon, come on. You mean they got Babylon surrounded?
Yeah.
What about it, Mother D.F., come on.
That
you got that big old bomb over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, what you got to do? Let it fly, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
No,
he said, don't stop till you run out, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
What? She has sinned against
Yahweh. She has sinned against the mighty one of Israel. Is that right?
All right.
Revelation 18, verse number 9 to 10, Mother Zeke. And I swear, I'm out here like Flip.
Revelation chapter 18, verse 9 and 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
And the kings of the earth who has committed fornication.
Go ahead.
And live delicate
will, deliciously.
Delicious will her.
Mm-hmm.
Shall
bewail her.
Bewail her and
lament for her.
Lament for her.
When they shall see what?
When they shall see the smoke of her burning.
She's going to be on fire, right?
Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Stand afar off from the
for the fear.
Stand afar off for the fear of her
torment.
Said what?
Mm-hmm.
A lie. That great city, Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is the judgment come.
So y'all want to say, it ain't going to take me long. And on that note, we're going to bring in our brother. Brother T. Israel will see you, Roy, by saying hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yahweh. Hallelujah. Yahweh. Great.
Yahweh.
Great.
That's another shot, right?
Yes, it is. Coming.
Oh, yeah. What is Israel? Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in that same hour what you ought to say.
That's right, that same hour, that righteous spirit will teach you the same hour which you ought to say. All right, John 14, verse 26. Mother E. Israel, John chapter 14, verse 26.
But the Comforter, which is the righteous spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
Teach all things, bring all things to your remembrance. All things to the number. Okay, Deuteronomy is going to have me tablet. All things to remember. Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 32, verse 7. What is he, Israel?
Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father and he will show you the elders, and they will tell you.
Yes. Okay, let's go to the book of Jubilee 32. Chapter 32, verse 25. But it's Israel.
Could you repeat that again?
Jubilee, chapter 32, verse 25.
Jubilee, chapter 32, verse 25. chapter 32, verse 25. Verse 25. And Jacob said, Yahweh, how can I remember all that I have read and seen?
Yeah.
And he said unto him,
yes,
I will bring all things to your remembrance.
That's right. I will bring all things to your remembrance.
How about going to just really take that story 1:29 and 1:30 of Luke really make that door open up. Anything up here, down to 33. 1:29 to 33. Go make that door open up for what you hear, what you read, what they call it. Draw a picture with it, A.B. Peter. Take a picture out of it.
Luke chapter 1.
29 to 33. Make a picture out of it.
Thank you.